You're listening to the Michael Adams Podcast.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Michael Adams coming to you. I want to thank everybody out there at anchor.fm for listening to my podcast. This is your host, Michael Adams, on the Michael Adams Media Podcast. Anyway, how's everybody out there doing today? All right. So I want to thank everybody also for listening to the later version of this on iTunes or Google Play. But anyway, today I wanted to jump right into the subject of what we're going to be discussing today. And that discussion is actually excuses. Well, just today, this morning, I just posted a new article up on the website talking all about excuses. Five excuses that are totally made up in your head. And that's exactly what I wanted to discuss today, because I believe excuses are one of the things that's holding us back from many of the things we want to achieve in our life. One being, in the article I discussed, talking about money. So many people make up the excuse of why they can't do something because they don't have enough money. I mean, many a times I've been guilty of this myself. I remember being, when I was younger and stuff, before I started changing and manifesting into, you know, being a better leader and a better growth person, I used to sit around and come up with these ideas of how I could start up a new business or whatever. And the truth of the matter of all this was, it was all in my head. The truth was, I didn't want to take the necessary work and I didn't want to take the action it took to get it done. So what happened? Well, I wised up and realized that most of the time I was just making up bullshit excuses. And see, many a times people have done this very same thing, and it's a big problem that many people can't wrap their head around. They sit there and say they want to improve their life or they want to start up a business or something. They bring up, I don't have enough money. I've talked about this many a times, that people like Jeff Bezos of Amazon, when he first started, he was looking for people to invest in his company. And many a times he tried to find somebody to help him, and he got turned down so many times. And then finally, somebody actually gave him the money to start up Amazon, or to push Amazon. Okay, the same thing goes for Google. They looked for investors. Nobody wanted to. They said the search engine business was dead and all that stuff. And looks to me like it done pretty well once they finally found the people to invest in. And the truth is, yes, it is hard. Yes, you may get turned down a million times. But the truth is, if you want to succeed and you want to do it, you're not going to find a reason why you can't. You're going to find reasons why you can. And if something happens and you're having a hard time finding money, you go look for somebody that does have money. You know, but this doesn't just go for business. It goes for anything. Like if you sit there and are in a constant battle because your friends all have the iPhone, and you say, well, it's not fair because I can't afford the iPhone. I say, do the math. When you do the math, you can actually figure out places to find money, where you can get the money. Just simply do the math. How long is it going to take you to get that money? Yes, maybe we're overestimating or maybe underestimating our potential or how fast we can achieve it. But let's say you want to accomplish buying that new iPhone in the next month. Figure out, based on the mathematics, if you had to sell something, how many items would you have to sell to acquire that within 30 days? Or two, if you're working like a 9-to-5 or something, is there a way that you can pick up an hour, 2 hours here, 2 hours there, or even a whole day to actually make up that money? And that would be considered the money that's going to that particular item. See, the biggest thing is everybody wants to make up an excuse. They say, it's hard. I understand it's been hard for me before too. I was also very, very, very poor when I first started out, when I was 18 and I was just getting out on my own and I worked a cruddy fast food job. But the point is, you got to learn how to go after what you want. See, it doesn't matter if we're talking about money or anything. You got to quit making excuses. You got to quit blaming the weather. You got to quit blaming the government. You got to quit blaming everything. And you just got to say, okay, there's a lot of reasons why I couldn't be. I need to find reasons why I can be and how I can be. You know, because yes, it's so easy to make up excuses, but it's just as easy to come up with solutions to solve the problem. Because the truth is, as I said in the article, if, let's say you're starting up a business and you're saying, oh, well, if I had plenty of money, I would have a majorly successful business because I'm very smart. If only I had money. I can't get money. Well, you're probably not going to be that great at business because let's be honest here. If you can't come over one simple problem that's in front of you that's blocking your path from becoming a business person, then how on earth are you ever going to be able to manage a business that's actually going to be successful? Every business is going to have hurdles. Every business is going to have issues. You don't simply make up a reason why you're not going to address it and then walk away. No, every successful business is successful because when problems arise, they attack it. See, in so many businesses, and this isn't just a topic about businesses. This is just using the analogy when we're talking about money or something like that. So many businesses tend to fail because they had the smarts or they had the money to start up a business. But just because you got the money or you know people that'll put in to make you have a business does not mean you're going to be successful because you lack the other skills. So don't believe that because you don't have money that's the only thing stopping you. Because the one thing that is stopping you, if let's say you say money is the reason you don't have a business, the one thing that's stopping you is not money. It's excuses. See, excuses is going to be the biggest downfall you're ever going to have in your life. Okay, if let's say you're in school right now and you're making bad grades and you say, well, I can't do it because that teacher's an asshole, or I can't do it because I don't have time to study. These are all excuses because the truth is, if it is being done right now by someone else, then it's possible for you to do it. Okay, if you say, I don't have enough time, I tell you to sit there and reflect on your time management skills. See, maybe it's not that you don't have enough time. Maybe it's that your time management skills are really freaking bad. Did you ever reflect on that? See, that is the key to everything. I say it in so many podcasts. I say it in so many articles that if you learn to self-reflect and be truly self-reflecting on everything you do in life, you will start to realize how powerful you really are. Because self-reflection is the key to truly understanding what the unconscious mind is truly thinking. See, we work a lot with the conscious state of being, and we don't worry too much about the subconscious. And see, sometimes that inner subconscious is actually telling the truth. See, excuses come from the conscious mind. We make up excuses why we can't do it. And believe me, for the longest time, I was an excuse monster. I come up with so many excuses. I remember one time that I was overlooked for a job promotion, and I was pretty much the best one in the whole place. I mean, there was nobody comparably close to me. And everybody was like, oh, you're getting the promotion. You're getting the promotion. You're getting it. And guess what? I didn't get it. And I made up an excuse. Well, they're scared of me. The higher-ups don't want me taking their position. And this was during a time when I was totally lost and totally not really self-reflecting, and I was blind. But then later, of course, I became more self-reflecting, and I looked back on my history and I looked back on my past, and I realized all the bullshit that I just made up inside my head. Every one of the excuses that was so falsely wrong. Okay, if you don't get a promotion, it's not because Joe Bob, it's not because of this, it's not because of that. Most of the time, you didn't get the promotion because you wasn't good enough. You didn't deserve it. It stings when it gets said. That's why we make up excuses. Okay, if you go to ask somebody out and they say no, we like to make up an excuse of why they said no. It's never that maybe we're not that pretty, or maybe they're not attracted to us, or maybe they got like somebody else, or whatever. It's never what it could be truly logically. It's always some bullcrap, like, make up something that makes her look bad or him look bad just so it makes us feel better. And that's truly why we make up excuses. Like, if your life is not exactly where you want it to be, coming up with an excuse is the greatest, quickest, easiest way to make yourself feel better. So if you got a cruddy house, we can sit there and go, yeah, you know, I've got a really dumpy house, but, you know, look at how much taxes that person's paying. That's why I live in this house. No, you live in that cruddy house because you don't have the money to buy the bigger house. It's the truth. I don't mean to be rude or sound like an asshole, but the truth is, once you could start being truthful and honest to yourself, it's like I said, it's self-reflecting, is the sooner you're going to start to see real potential. See, when you could sit there and say, well, you know what? I didn't make the basketball team because I didn't put in the work, because I didn't try hard enough. Instead of, well, maybe the coach has a problem with me. Or maybe you just wasn't good enough. See, always reflect. Sometimes maybe the answer could be the negative or the excuse that you came up with. Sometimes it is, but the difference is when there is an excuse, that still leaves no excuse. See, you go out of your way to push beyond the thing holding you back. You don't sit there and say, well, I guess I can't do it. No, you go to work and you bust ass and find a way around the hurdle. It's the same in business. Whenever something's in your way, you don't sit there and turn around and leave and say, I guess can't do it. No, I mean, you just taking the account of like Apple and Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is, a long time ago, Steve Jobs' Apple Macintosh was on the brink of falling apart. What'd he do? He had to find a way to bring it back. So he went over there and asked his nemesis, Microsoft. And Microsoft turned around and ended up giving them the money, which was probably nowadays, they're probably regretting doing that. But they gave them the money and Apple ended up taking off. And it was all because they didn't see their wall as a wall they couldn't get around. Instead, they built a fucking door. You see? And they walked out it. And that's what it takes. It doesn't take excuses. It doesn't take whining. The bottom line is, the thing that's holding so many of us back is our ability to make up excuses. And 9 times out of 10, excuses, all it is something made up in your head to support your ego. And if you can kick your ego to the curb, you kick excuses to the curb, okay? See, like, you know, if it comes to being, like, say you're wanting to be a basketball player, you know, so many people think about luck and stuff like that. If somebody's wanting to be a basketball player and say they want to make it to the NBA, the truth is you don't get lucky and make it to the NBA. You work really hard and efficiently, and you do the process, the necessary steps it takes to get there, or at least up your chances. You don't sit there and just go, please let me make it to the NBA. I really love basketball. No, you do the necessary steps it takes to get you to that point where you have the chance or the ability to actually do it, you know? And, you know, it doesn't matter how much you believe in yourself. It doesn't matter how much you really want it if you're not doing the work it takes to get there. So luck has nothing to do with it, friends. Nothing at all. It's just like winning the lottery. You know, everybody always assumes anybody who won the lottery because they was lucky. The truth is, there's more people that was not so-called lucky than there was people that was lucky. Okay, but was he lucky or was that just bullcrap? Is that just made up in your head? Okay, because if a guy bought the ticket, then he's really just taking a chance. There's no luck involved. Same as the guy who buys same as this guy over here, if he bought 1,000. Now, some would sit here and really say, see, this is the difference between chance and real luck. Luck doesn't exist. Chance is. This guy over here has 1,000 tickets. This guy over here only bought one. The guy with one wins the lottery and the guy with 1,000 loses. We'd like to assume he is unlucky and the guy who bought one ticket is lucky. But when it comes to a time when you're doing something that only has chance involved, then his odds are not more increased than his odds. Because the truth is, only a certain number is going to show up, and it doesn't matter if he buys 1,000 tickets or one ticket, he still has the same equal chance of his numbers being dropped. yes, some would say, well, what about odds? The odds of him winning over him, if you was putting your money on it, you would pick the guy with the more tickets. Yes, true. But the truth is, in reality, and that's what we're talking about, chance has nothing to do with luck, has nothing to do with the process. See, when it comes to doing something like being that basketball player, some people say he got lucky and he made it into the NBA. Well, no, he done the process. He trained. He worked hard. He made it to the NBA. See, he increased his chances with his work ethics. When it comes to the lottery, that's just sheer chance, and you both had the same equal chance. See, if you take somebody who's doing the basketball thing and you got one player busting tail and doing everything he needs to make it, and then the other guy's just coming out for the game, okay, this isn't the same as buying more tickets, okay? He's putting in the work and the other guy's not even really playing. You see what I'm saying? The difference is this guy didn't make it to the NBA because he didn't even buy the ticket. This guy bought the ticket. So his chances are going to increase over the person who didn't. And that's what that means. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this podcast talking about excuses. I hope you all gained some knowledge on this, and I hope it helps you. I tried to keep this a little bit shorter because I've been going over. I actually like to do the anchors at only about a 10-minute interval. But, you know, sometimes I go over with the way I do my rambling and stuff like that. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And make sure if you're listening on iTunes or something, you do a rating on there so other people can hear about this podcast, stuff like that. So anyway, like I said, go over there to michaeladamsmedia.com. You can go in there and look at the articles up there, that the one that I just started talking about on here. You can go on there and read that or read my other stuff too. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Like I said, this is Michael Adams from michaeladamsmedia.com. I want to thank every one of you all for listening. Thanks again.